Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that one of our leading conservative politicians is attacked as resembling Mussolini. Really? Isn't that a little bit outrageous? By the way, it's not Trump. No, the fire right now at this moment seems to be on the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. He gave his normal, or is giving his normal, energetic presentation of the State of the State speech in Florida. And the one thing you've got to say about DeSantis is the guy's not a shrinking violet. He's a spirited, energetic public speaker and an activist governor. But really, like Mussolini, Michael Beschloss is a, I think he says Beschloss. I should be kind to him and pronounce his name right, because I like the same courtesy. In any event, historian Michael Beschloss was on MSNBC, and he first of all called DeSantis Rick DeSantis. Anybody can make that mistake. But is it an ethnic slur that because DeSantis is Italian-American, all eight of his great-grandparents immigrated to this country from Italy? And is it really, does he resemble Mussolini? Is that true? Here's what Michael Beschloss had to say about the governor of Florida. Listen.
You know, people who try to get a nomination in parties, you know, do it by trying to appeal to what they think will work. Well, look what Rick DeSantis has done in Florida. He was known as sort of a nondescript political leader, member of Congress. Suddenly, he really has tried to turn himself into sort of a local Mussolini in Florida with the book banning and the brutal tactics. And even this week, this suggestion that bloggers have to register with the state for the honor of writing about the governor and other political leaders. We have to call this what this is. This is fascism and authoritarianism that goes even beyond what Trump has talked about. That's what he thinks is going to work in that party. And in a way, that's the scariest thing of all.
Okay, book banning. The book banning that he's talking about has to do with what kind of books are going to be in school libraries. And I'm one of those kids, and I know, it's stereotypical, who really, particularly in my elementary school, enjoyed spending time in the school library. And there are certain sorts of books that shouldn't be there. Books that are graphic in their sexuality or too graphic in their violence. And again, not censored because of politics, but censored because of exposure to children. This, by the way, is like this whole idea that somehow there is some huge violation of human rights that has took place by the anti-drag queen bill in Tennessee. There are other states that are looking the same thing. They are not making it illegal for people to dress as women. They are not making it men to dress as women or women to dress as men, or for people to somehow redefine or reaffirm their actual gender, however you want to say it. What the drag queen bill in Tennessee is about is trying to make sure that this is not something that is emphasized with children, because a lot of drag performances do end up getting raunchy. And it seems to me that the idea that there should be a different standard as to what adults choose to expose themselves to and what kids should be exposed to is is not a ridiculous notion, and it does not equate Mussolini. And did he say Mussolini instead of Hitler because of the Italian-American connection? And again, this is a flashback from Michael Beschloss, the historian, when he spoke just before the midterms on MSNBC and indicated what he believed was at stake. Listen.
And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
Okay, did he feel better because the Democrats won control of the Senate? I'm sure he did. But really, let's say that Pennsylvania Senate race and the Nevada Senate race, which was very close, that they had both gone the other way. And we had a one-vote Republican majority in the Senate and that four-vote Republican majority in the House. Would that have meant that our children would be arrested and killed and democracy would have evaporated? Isn't this the kind of ridiculous overstatement that leads to ridiculous overstatement on the conservative side too, unfortunately? But there's also Ken Burns, and I so much am a fan of Ken Burns' work. He's a wonderful documentarian, and some of the films that he's made about the history of baseball, let alone the great Civil War documentary. He's made some great material. But here is Ken Burns during an interview on CNN taking on DeSantis. Listen, clip two.
You know, what makes America great is not the suppression of ideas or the pursuit of every corner of those ideas may lead us or the facts. It's about who we are and how we investigate who we are and celebrate the diversity of who we are. All of these bills that DeSantis and others are doing limit our ability to understand who we are and are not inclusive. They're exclusive. They're narrowing the focus of what is and isn't American history. It's terrifying. It feels like a Soviet system, or, you know, the way the Nazis would build a Potemkin village.
Okay, how ridiculous that is. By the way, it was the Russians, well, the Nazis later did the same thing, but the original is Catherine the Great with the Potemkin villages. But the idea that actually not using public schools for propaganda and for not asserting that the foundation of America is slavery, that the entire country originated slavery, which is one of the implications of the 1619 Project. And the idea that what Ron DeSantis was trying to do in Florida was not to stop the teaching of slavery. There was no objection at all to teaching about slavery and its cruelties and about its horrors and about the way that it damaged America and our aspirations for years. The problem was actually in creating all kinds of elements with the advanced placement courses, which is what I think that Ken Burns is referring to, where there was an emphasis on black queerness and no attention at all to black conservatives. And teaching the entire idea as the theme of the course was a case for reparations. Should that be part of an advanced placement story that you have about black history? Is bringing up a case for reparations for the immediate future here in the 21st century? And speaking about reparations and hate crimes, the hate crime at the pizza parlor, it's kind of an embarrassing confrontation, but worth considering. We'll be right back with it on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, one of the things about being a powerful governor is that if you are, you often get blamed for anything that your party or any member of your party will come up with in your state. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about we just played a segment from Ken Burns where he was attacking Ron DeSantis for favoring a blogger bill, which would have caused people who were doing political blogs to register with the state of Florida. And it turns out DeSantis does not support that bill, never has. And he actually did a press conference shortly after delivering his very enthusiastic and warmly received 2023 State of the State speech before the Florida legislature. He did a press conference where he talked about this blogger bill, and forcefully, as usual, here's Governor DeSantis.
Every person in the legislature can file bills, right? I see these people filing bills, and then there's articles with my face on the article saying that, oh, they're going to have to, bloggers are going to have to register for the state, and it's like attributing it to me. And I'm like, okay, that's not anything that I've ever supported, I don't support. I've been very clear about what we're doing, and so people have a right to file legislation, they have a right to do different types of amendments and all that other stuff. But the Florida, a whole 120 of them in the House and however many in the 40 in the Senate, you know, they have independent agency to be able to do things. Like, I don't control every single bill that has been filed or amendment. So just as we...
Okay, at least that is clear. And one thing that ought to be clear is that sometimes... basically, attacking someone who is trying to serve you food based upon the language that is being played on the TV set in the background is probably not a good idea. It's not going to go well for you. This is from rawstory.com, which is a pretty interesting source, by the way. This says, a woman who was caught on camera in a racist rant against a local pizzeria has ended up helping the very business she sought to damage. In a video that went viral, 55-year-old Rita Ballou was shown berating an employee at Amy's Pizzeria in Hatboro, Pennsylvania, for playing a Spanish-language television station at the establishment. You want to have your Spanish on your TV? Ballou asked the worker. In any event, the result of all of this has been not so good for Ms. Ballou, and much to the advantage of Amy's owner, whose name is Omar Quinones, who has seen a huge influx of business for his pizzeria. This is what the original confrontation sounded like. Listen.
You're out of business. Yeah, you are. I've been in Hatboro since you got years through. And my grandmother. And my grandmother before that. So you can actually say 200 years. You want to have a Spanish on your TV? Which one is that? Because you're not American, dude. I will look you the f*** up and get you the f*** out of our town. Okay? Give me my money back. I'm not giving my money to some illegal immigrant. Well, I don't get me. Then you gotta have, you're in America. You're supposed to learn English. You got Spanish. Well, then you got Spanish on your TV. That's what you do to Americans, dude. My father was a World War II veteran, okay? His friends and family died. You can sit here right now and make money. And you're going to do this kind of shit.
I'm going to spend it on
my money. Give me my money back right now. I want my money back, okay? You don't understand. You're too young to have any kind of respect.
Excuse me?
She wants her money back, and she was saying that her family had lived in Hatboro, Pennsylvania for 200 years. They hadn't learned a lot. I mean, if you're going to go into a pizza parlor and you're offended by the fact that they have Spanish on TV, then why stay and order pizza? Or did they just put the TV on in that moment? Here's a little bit more of the confrontation. Listen.
No, you don't understand. You're an ignoramus. This is what you are. You're an ignoramus. You're young and you're still. Give me a crowd. I want your food. I want a credit for my I'm on it right now.
I'm not making you be
a believe me, I will check it. Okay, I'm a certain suitcase. You probably even know what that means, do you? And she's videotaping me. Yeah,
because you're racist.
You're
a racist.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
You're a victim.
You're racist.
You're a victim.
I'm not a victim.
You're a
no,
victim.
I'm not.
No, I'm an American.
No, you're a racist.
A victim.
You're a racist.
You're a victim.
You're a racist.
You're the racist.
No,
you're
I'm not racist.
Racist.
I'm not over here trying to get my money
no,
back because you're shopping at a pizza shop.
I'm just asking
no
for
one can.
A credit card. You're the racist. I can do this with my phone, too. I can do the same thing.
Show everybody that you're racist.
You're the race. I'm going to film you right now. And I got 4,000 followers.
This is our first Karen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've been high for over 100 years.
So you're going to share with everybody that you're racist?
No.
Yeah.
You're racist, honey. You're racist.
It is outrageous what you are saying. This is outrageous.
Okay. Look, I was thinking about this, and one of the restaurants that we very much like in the Seattle area, because it's certified kosher, is an Indian restaurant that is run by lovely Sikh people. It's called Pablas. The one in Renton is kosher. And it's terrific, and we like going in there. And one of the things, they have a TV screen, and very often they are playing Indian Hindustani Bollywood kind of TV, and again, it helps with the atmosphere, and it's not offensive. How can someone today in 2023 be so offended? And anyway, she's been charged with ethnic intimidation and harassment. Those are hate crimes. And now Amy's owner, Omar Quinones, says that his business has been flooded with support from both local residents and even people living abroad. A lot of people, they drive an hour, 2 hours just to come over here and buy a slice of pizza or say hi, Quinones explained. That's a really good thing. It is a good thing. In addition to new customers, Quinones says he's also received supported phone calls from overseas, including from Germany, England, Poland, Spain, and South America. Okay, I guess it's a happy ending, but not so much for Rita Ballou, who, I don't know, do you think that she was, it was the middle of the day, apparently, that this happened. In any event, there is more, and President Biden's only rival for the Democratic nomination, at least so far, speaks out in a major address. We'll give you some highlights and lowlights of that speech coming up on The Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust my Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. An arrest has been made in connection with the kidnapping of four Americans as they crossed into Mexico from Brownsville, Texas. Two of the four were killed and the others.
The two survivors have since been repatriated back to the United States. That occurred with the assistance of our Mexican partners, with the assistance of our officials in Mexico.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says they are still working to get the remains of the two who were killed back to the U.S. Search and rescue operations are underway in central Florida after two small planes collided. The crash site near Winter Haven in Polk County, it's not known if there are any survivors. Wall Street dropping after Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a Senate committee that more interest rate hikes are likely. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 500 points at times today. All three major averages are down by at least 1%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is an amazing situation right now where President Trump has all kinds of current and potential rivals for the presidential nomination on the Republican side. Nikki Haley is an announced candidate. Ron DeSantis is about to be at some point. Tim Scott is about to be at some point. John Bolton continues flirting with the idea of running for president. There is talk, very serious talk, continuing about Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire running for president. Asa Hutchinson, the outgoing governor of Arkansas, who I'm a big fan of. He's actually a tremendously qualified guy. He was a member of Congress as well. He is thinking seriously about a race on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, Joe Biden and crickets. Actually, better than crickets. Marianne Williamson, the spiritual healer and best-selling author, who ran last time, got in the debates, was very popular in the debates. She wants to be in the debates again. She announced her candidacy in Washington, D.C. at Union Station. Now, who announces a candidacy at a train station? All aboard! All aboard the Marianne Williamson Express. It sounded like this, clip 26.
The reason we have such a problem today is because it is not one
specific institution that plagues us and that opposes real democracy and that opposes the equality of people and of economic justice, that opposes the very principles on which we stand. It's not one institution this time. It's like an atomizer spray of economic injustice. It is over here. It's Flint, Michigan over here, and it's waters drying up and aquifers and rivers drying up in the American South over here. It's mass incarceration over there. It's 68,000 people who die every year from lack of health care over here.
And you can hear the wildly enthusiastic response to her. She also is insisting that Biden should debate her, which would be entertaining if nothing else. Listen.
Because you endorsed Bernie Sanders when you got out of the race. You called Elizabeth Warren. I think you said she was a legend. I mean,
I love those people.
Both of them have said that Biden deserves re-election.
Well, that's their opinion. And this is the thing.
Are they wrong? Are they wrong?
No, it's not about... No. This is a democracy. This is not about what I think is wrong. Obviously, I believe the American people should be offered an agenda for genuine, fundamental economic reform. And it should be the voters who decide. It should not be the DNC that decides. It should be the voters who decide. That is what a democracy is.
Do you expect that Biden will debate you?
He certainly should debate me. It's called democracy, and I'm running as well.
And what about this notion of taking New Hampshire out of its position as first? You're going to New Hampshire.
I can tell you that New Hampshireites are not happy about that. The fact that
will you be competing in the New Hampshire primary?
Absolutely,
even though the DNC has said
this is a democracy. This is the thing. The DNC should not be rigging this system. They don't even pretend anymore. They're not even covert.
She has a point that when you have a president of the United States who is struggling to maintain some kind of popularity and support, and you're on the Democratic side of things, I think the last thing they want is a primary fight for Joe Biden. I mean, maybe he can look more politically potent if he does succeed in turning back the enormous assault by Marianne Williamson. The one thing about her is she delivers her speeches forcefully and with some energy, but she can't speak as long as Trump. I mean, Trump's nearly 2-hour speech, again, we've reported many times, it was an hour and 42 minutes long at CPAC. And some of the highlights were lost on a lot of people because they weren't around at the end. You can see the video of the largely empty auditorium that he spoke to. But part of what he said near the very end of his speech was this. Clip 11.
With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers. They are people that don't get it, although in some cases they get it. They get it for their wallets. But we can't do that. We can't let that happen. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the political class that hates our country. They actually hate our country. No walls, no borders, bad elections, no voter ID. We will beat the Democrats. We will rout the fake news media. We will expose and appropriately deal with the rhinos. We will evict Joe Biden from the White House. And we will liberate America from these villains and scoundrels once and for all. When we started this journey, a journey like there has never been before, there's never been anything like this. We had a Republican Party that was ruled by freaks, neocons, globalists, open border zealots, and fools. But we are never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush.
Okay, a number of people have brought up the fact that there are actually millions of Republicans who voted for people like Paul Ryan, who was a successful candidate for vice president with Mitt Romney. They didn't win, but they generally ran a strong campaign, And the idea that these are globalists and knaves and villains and fools, I mean, I understand we're trying, he's trying to take the Republican Party in a different direction. And maybe even toward a new party. Larry Hogan, who took himself out of the race because he didn't want to hand an advantage to Trump, talked about the possibility of Trump running as a third-party candidate, which Trump has described. This is clip three.
Donald Trump, would you support him if he ended up being the nominee?
No, I didn't support him in the last race, and I've been very clear about that, that I would not support him. And I think a couple of other potential candidates, I think even the former vice president of the United States, have said the same thing. We just don't think that he's good for the party or for the country, and that we need to move in a different direction.
What if he runs as a third-party candidate?
Well, I think that'd be a disaster, both for the party and the country, and I don't see it happening, but, you know, time will tell. We're still more than a year away from the primary. We only have a couple of people in the race, and most people are still out there trying to make up their mind. I think we have to watch and see how it develops. But I'm hopeful that we can get the party back to, I say I'm from the Republican wing of the Republican Party, and I'm involved in the Reagan effort, and I know it's been a while ago, but I'd like to get back to a party that has a more hopeful, positive vision for America, and that can appeal to more voters so that we don't keep losing like we really have in the last three election cycles.
Okay, and it's not just the last three election cycles. Nikki Haley has brought up that basically, if you go back to that seven elections, it's the last time that the Republican Party won a victory in the popular vote was when George Bush ran for re-election in 2004. Before that, we didn't win the popular vote in 2000. We didn't win the popular vote in 2008 or 2012 or 2016 or 2020. That's a losing streak. And we can do better. We deserve better as Republicans. We'll take a look at some of the craziness on the Democratic side regarding crime and more coming up.
We will win.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've talked before about two related problems. They're not the same, but they are closely related. One problem is simply too many criminals who go through the revolving door of justice or who don't spend enough time or don't spend the rest of their lives, as they should in some cases, behind bars. But there's another problem with too many crazy people. People who are a danger to themselves and to others, who are walking around out there in engaged in all kinds of negative activities, including just living and sometimes defecating on street corners or sidewalks. And it's not just homeless people. There was a passenger on an airplane who illustrated in a flight to Boston, who illustrated on that United Airlines flight that crazy people can be incredibly dangerous. He began speaking gibberish and then made his way to the cockpit. It was, of course, taped by somebody who recorded it on video. Listen, clip six.
So where's the Homeland Security with the gun? Because I'm waiting for them point the gun at me so I can show everybody that I won't die when I take every bullet in that clip to wherever in my body they shoot it, and then I will kill every man on this plate. Hey, Bianca. I love you, Bianca. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Bianca. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Where's Homeland Security? There should be Homeland Security. Where are they diverting us? Because wherever it is, there's going to be a bloodbath everywhere. Stop taking over this plane.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay, there were four guys toward the front of the plane who were heroes. They tackled the guy and subdued him before he could force his way into the cockpit. A passenger from that United flight described what she saw.
The United crew was amazing. They blocked the first class entrance, which led to the cockpit. The flight attendants were there. Many men from the plane jumped up, followed him, tackled him to the ground, and There were probably about 4 to 6 of them that sat on top of him to restrain him. The flight crew, you know, immediately had zip ties his feet and his arms. He was still screaming, and he somehow escaped from the zip ties. They put new ones on him, and as the men were getting tired from restraining him, they kind of swapped out. And, you know, the ones that were tired would come back to sit down. People were thanking them and very appreciative that, you know, they jumped into action so quickly.
Yeah, again, this is a kind of thing that should get all kinds of recognition. And people talk about toxic masculinity. Isn't this the good side of masculinity? Is guys taking on someone who genuinely sounded like he could have made efforts and brought the plane down? And as for the perpetrator, we'll find out more about him. They haven't yet. But obviously, this is not the sort of person you want to be on your flight or anyone's flight ever again. Ever again. And I'm sure we'll just hear that he wasn't taking his meds, he had a bad day. It's deeper than that. And there is a D.C. police chief who actually spoke about the problem they have with the average homicide suspect, who is not somebody who is a first-time offender. Listen to this context. It's a clip 21.
What we got to do, if we really want to see homicides go down, is keep bad guys with guns in jail. Because when they're in jail, they can't be in community shooting people. So when people talk about what we're going to do different or what we should do different, what we need to do different, that's the thing that we need to do different. We need to keep violent people in jail. Right now, the average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times prior to them committing a homicide. That is a problem. That is a problem.
Okay, that is the essence of the problem. Now, somebody else in D.C., a council member named Janice Lewis George, defended their failed attempt, which even Biden has distanced himself from association with, their failed attempt to reduce penalties for shoplifters and carjackers in her city. She thinks it's appropriate to reduce penalties. Why? Listen, this is clip 10.
Long sentences do not deter crime. What actually deters crime is the likelihood that someone will be caught and prosecuted, not the lengthy sentence. D.C. already has a higher incarceration rate than any state in America. And so if long sentences prevented crime, we would already be the safest city in the nation. And if we want to talk about the roots of crime, then we need Congress to do something about ending poverty, looking at the minimum wage across this country, about improving education, about addressing mental health.
Okay, she's right about the mental health, but the idea is that of course you can reduce crime by keeping people in prison, as the police chief in her city, the nation's capital, clearly recognized. Somebody else in the nation's capital, a Democrat, Representative Jonathan Jackson, Democrat, Illinois, says that Democrats need to toughen up on the crime issue. Otherwise, their party is in real trouble. Listen, 10.5.
Do you think that Democrats are putting enough focus on the issue of crime?
Democrats certainly have to put more focus on crime. But think about what's happened. Since 2001, my youngest child is 21 years of age now. Our nation has been at war every day of his life. I mean, we have to deal with crime and deal with violence from the top down. And so, yes, the president has to address that. But this is like, and I think if we, in my own personal opinion, we have to talk about where is this level of antipathy and this anger coming from. We have to deal with the game manufacturers. Most countries do not let children see this amount of violence in games, in the music. It's a violent culture that we have to turn around.
Okay, I'm not sure that he's right at all about people elsewhere not having comparably violent media entertainments, because one of the things that happens is the a lot of what is generated in America travels around the world. But the idea that the Democrats need to talk more seriously about crime, and yes, that involves more incarceration. It doesn't involve lessening penalties for crimes like carjacking, which can be not just extraordinarily scary, but extraordinarily dangerous in terms of injury or death. Speaking of injury or death and dangerous, a 200-pound Canadian middle schooler was getting ready to pummel a classmate when a group of teachers escorted him to an office where they wanted to calm him down. Instead, he proceeded to ram into the two adults, a man and a woman, for the better part of an hour, leaving them shaken and bruised. What was the punishment for the young man? You will be shocked. It's Canada. There's also a math coach at a Connecticut elementary school who was resigned after she put three fifth graders into martial arts chokeholds and even caused one of them to pass out, according to a report. Well, how do you deal with extremely dangerous kids who require submission of some kind within schools? We'll talk about it next time. And in Portland, Fox 12 spoke to multiple local business owners, and they all point to crime as the main reason they're leaving their Southeast 82nd Avenue, including Walmart. Through a spokesperson for Walmart told Fox 12 last week, there's no single reason for a decision to close a store. Other business owners said they're dealing with similar problems, vandalism and shoplifting. Daryl Hansen has owned his muffler shop on the avenue for nearly four decades. He said he's watched the surrounding neighborhood decline in recent years. What do you do about that? And what do you do if you're a passionate defender of the Ukrainian nation and you feel strongly about American support for Ukraine? And you don't see that supported enough in the presidential race? Well, you consider jumping into the race. On which side? We'll tell you which candidate is talking about that and where he goes and where we all go from here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.